I was tied to the hood of a dune buggy racing across the desert. We were heading toward the pyramids. I could see them in the distance. When we got close enough, the dune buggy stopped, and George Bush jumped out of the passenger side. "Here," he said kindly, and gently fed me 5 or 6 pills. With each pill, my belly swelled, curving outward. The driver, who was another George Bush, got out and began massaging my belly.
"Whatever it takes,"
massaging George Bush said.
"But that our cause is right,"
said the pill-pushing George Bush. I nodded slowly because there was a burning smell in the air that made me feel sick. The George Bushes leapt back into the dune buggy and kept driving toward the pyramids. We were much closer than I thought because there they were, huge but smooth-sided, not like the pictures in National Geographic. And we came up on them fast, 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 and I realized we weren't going to stop. And the George Bushes started mooing as loud as they could, and I started mooing too because it took my mind off the burning, itching rash that popped up all over my body. And we were mooing to beat the band, and then we crashed into the pyramid. It erupted into a fountain of oil. James Dean came around the side of the pyramid, dancing and whooping, and untied me.
"They underestimate the will and determination of the commander-in-chief,"
James Dean whispered conspiratorially. And together, the George Bushes, James Dean, and I, we climbed to the top of the pyramid and slid down on the oil, over and over, like kids in the playground.